Satoko Kitahara was born in 1929 in Tokyo, Japan, and was the daughter of a wealthy aristocratic family descended from Japanese samurai. Now, her childhood was normal and she was known to be a beautiful and joyful girl. In 1940, when Japan entered into World War II, her life changed drastically. Her father and brother were sent to fight and work for the army, while Satoko was sent to do her part and work in an airplane factory in Tokyo. She lived in fear since the city was constantly under attack with bombs and warning sirens. When a bomb fell on her workplace, she miraculously escaped but contracted tuberculosis as a result from the attack. Japan experienced the full trauma of war with the atomic bombs which devastated Hiroshima and Nagasaki. After the war, Tokyo was in ruins, and many people died from poverty and hunger. Thousands of displaced people flocked to the major urban centers. This is how Satoko spent her teenage years. Despite all of this, she was able to dedicate her time to her studies and a diploma in 1949. Now, Satoko would often pass churches, but somehow felt scared and nervous to take a look inside. But it was one afternoon when Satoko and a friend were out for a walk that they saw a man enter into the Church of the Sacred Heart. They then followed him into the church, and Satoko immediately became spellbound upon seeing a Marian statue without realizing who it depicted. She later wrote in 1950 that while seeing the statue, she became overwhelmed with an indefinable emotion. In the face of the Blessed Mother, Satoko saw the peace she longed for.
This was the very first time I had seen a statue of the Blessed Mother. Drawn, I know not why, to enter the church, I gazed on the statue, sensing the presence of a very attractive force that I could not explain.
In a few months, she made more visits to churches and experienced an inner awakening, which challenged her family and cultural beliefs. Since she knew no one who was a Christian, she found herself more and more drawn in wonder to the Eucharist, to Mary, the Mother of Jesus, and to the great joy and peace which she experienced in prayer. Satoko realized that this was what she'd been searching for. So she decided to embrace Catholicism and was baptized on the 30th of October, 1949. When she was 20 years of age, during her baptism, a priest was going through the list of saints' names to see which one she would like to take. Satoko then came across the story of Saint Elizabeth and her service to the poor. Inspired by this, Satoko took the baptismal name of Elizabeth. On the day of her baptism, a sister approached Satoko and told her that she had such a beautiful smile. She then asked Satoko, "Will you make a promise to Jesus today to smile whenever you can?" Satoko made that promise, and a smile brought light to countless lives. Having fallen in love with Jesus, Satoko longed to be a bride of Christ. She asked one community after another to accept her as a postulant, but always the reply came that she was too ill, having contracted tuberculosis years earlier and been seriously weakened by it. But God had something beautiful in mind for Satoko. And it began when a companion of Saint Maximilian Kolbe, Brother Zeno, met her at random and, in his very broken Japanese, invited her into a new world, the world of the desperately poor. Now, in the years after the war, Japan's streets were filled with the destitute. Rather than beg, most Japanese sought work, any work. A few hundred had gathered in a shanty town called Ann's Town. These particular people were rag pickers, men, women, and children who go through other people's trash to find things to sell. They were dirty, they were smelly, they were covered with lice, and Satoko smiled at them and invited them to her home for piano lessons. For some time, the children came to see the Kitaharas until Satoko had a realization.
I had thought I was a great Christian because I condescended to dole out some free time, helping Anne's children with their homework. It hit me now. There was only one way to help those ragpicker children. Become a ragpicker like them.
So she gave up her riches and comfort to become one with the poor, picking through dumpsters alongside them, always with a smile on her face. Now this wasn't enough though. Souls were being lost because these people couldn't believe that they truly mattered to God. If they saw how much they mattered to her, perhaps they would believe. She packed a few meager possessions and, smiling, moved to Anne's town. There, she taught the children, took them on excursions to the country, improved their manners, and above all, preached the gospel. Many of the children came to know Christ and their parents as well. Even the bitter alcoholic who ran Ant's town was eventually baptized. For 9 years, she lived in the Ant village, and she inspired all those she touched. She worked with the authorities to build a school and clean living conditions for the people there. Her tuberculosis flared up again, and she was forced to step away from her work. When she came back, she found other women helping the people and continuing her work. Satoko died of tuberculosis in 1958, when she was only 28 years old. But she was mourned by thousands of people, reflecting her triumphant life of deep Christian faith and charity. Venerable Satoko Kitahara changed the fate of hundreds of souls by walking alongside them with a smile. So let's ask her intercession for a spirit of joy, that we would be able to love so well that others come to Christ because of the peace they see in us. Venerable Satoko Kitahara, pray for us.